Hey everybody, it's Tara Bryan, and you are listening to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. Whether you're a coach or a CEO, the success of your team and clients is based on your ability to deliver a consistent experience and guide them on the fastest path to results. This podcast will give you practical, real-life tips that you can use today to build your online experiences that get results and create raving fans. Why? So you can monetize your expertise and serve more people without adding more time or team to your business. If you're looking to uncover your million-dollar framework, package it, and use it to scale, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hey everybody, welcome to today's episode of the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This is just an audio podcast today because I am driving in the car. I've decided that maybe my podcast should be driving in the car because I seem to be peppered with new ideas as I am driving around today. Okay, in this episode, I want to talk about something that I feel like is a point of confusion for a lot of people who are trying to package their expertise and help people get a result in their coaching or their programs or whatever else it is that they're doing. And here's the bottom line is, like, success is not random, right? Success has a specific way that it is done so that somebody can get, you know, whatever like result that they're looking for, right? Like, so there's a set of steps, there's a path, there's sort of a method to the madness. Very, very rarely do people succeed without actually thinking about how they're going to succeed, right? Like, it's not just a random one day you wake up and you have watched so many videos, teaching you random, you know, things in random order that you actually become successful, right? Like, at some point you have to sit down and say, okay, so how do these all relate to each other? What is the pattern? What are the steps? How do I, you know, take this particular skill or this piece of information and apply it? And in what order do I apply it in? And how does all that work, right? So the fastest way to succeed is to actually look at a map, right? Like, if I'm going from Minnesota to New York, as an example, the fastest way for me to get there is to look at a map and have the map tell me, like, okay, so here's, you know, here's the most efficient way to get there. Here's the fastest way to get there. Here's where there's no road construction or traffic or whatever else it is that you're trying to avoid, right? And it's the very same thing when you are trying to, you know, adopt a new methodology or adopt a new set of skills, is that at some point in time, you have to stop just like picking up random things and you've got to put it into an order, right? That's the difference between, you know, learning a particular skill and learning a skill set. And I think that when, you know, I think intuitively people know that, right? When they're trying to learn something. But when you're a coach or you're trying to build out a program for people, for whatever reason, that becomes something that they forget. And what tends to happen is people will put together a video vault, or they'll put together a bunch of random, you know, topics based on what they're thinking about, or a customer has a question, or whatever reason they're putting out some sort of new video or piece of content in their program. And the problem becomes is that, like, they're like, okay, great, like, go out and pick up what you need, pick up this video or watch this thing or do this random thing. And that's not actually what people need, right? When people have a problem and they're trying to get a result, right? Like, they're on one side of the bridge and trying to get to the other side of the bridge, they need the bigger picture, right? They need to see how what they what they are doing leads to the result that they're getting. So most often when you're coaching people, they don't need more information. They don't need more content. They don't need more videos. They just need the path, and then they need support as they're going along that path when they hit an obstacle, right? Like if you're, again, driving from Minneapolis to New York and all of a sudden you end up on a dirt road because the road doesn't exist anymore, or there's road construction and you get rerouted or whatever it is, you have to go back and consult a map because something unexpected happened, or there's some obstacle in your path that you have to deal with. And that's when they need a coach. They don't necessarily need a coach to give them more random information. So when you are creating your program, one of the most important things that you can do is to create a customer experience map. Now, when you create this map, what you're doing is you're saying, here, follow this map, follow these steps so that you can get from here to here in the fastest way possible, because that's, you know, your experience, you've been able to achieve that result. And so people are looking to learn from you and learn the bigger picture, learn how that whole process works. And then the coaching component of it is like you're able to help them when obstacles and roadblocks and various things come up along their path. And when you create a customer experience map, what you're doing is you're saying, okay, so welcome, you've become a customer, right? Here's day one. And then you are literally mapping out their entire experience in your program, in your world, in your ascension path, whatever it is that you're trying to do, is that you're literally mapping it out and you're saying, here's how you activate your success. Here's how you engage. Here's when you engage. Here's the things that will help you apply so that at the right time, so that you can continue walking down the path. And you are mapping that out for them so they know exactly what to do. Even if it's a choose your own adventure, or you know, somebody is coming in at step four instead of step one, great. But you're still orchestrating the process for them so that they can get to success faster than they can on their own. Most of the time people are like, they throw some stuff in there and then they're like, okay, great, you're a customer, go for it. Go in and you know, take the training and, you know, let me know if you have any problems, or let me know if you have any questions. And then they wonder why their customers aren't engaging, why they're not staying, why they're not retaining them. And so they scrap the whole thing and they go back to a model where they are, you know, doing more one-on-one, or they're teaching instead of, you know, teaching in their group calls instead of having them show up and ask and answer questions, is because people aren't participating. And they're not participating because they don't know what to do, right? Because they are overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that you've given them. And so when you create a customer experience map, it frees you up to not worry about what your people are doing and what they're not doing and how they're participating and how they're not participating. And it frees your customers up to follow a path, get results from that particular place where they are, and keep going because they know exactly what they need to do to move forward. So if you're in this place where you're like, okay, I have a customer, it's great, like, but they're not participating, they're not grabbing the videos, they're not watching them, they're asking me the same questions over and over again, and they're not doing anything, consider that maybe you haven't given them the right map to follow. All right, so hopefully this episode serves you. It is a short one, but super, super powerful. If you need help creating a customer experience map, let me know. This is what we do every single day for our customers and our clients. In the show notes is my contact information and a link to book a call with me. I would love to talk to you about how this could impact your business, what results you can see by adding a customer experience map to your core design of how you're helping your customers. All right, there you go.